identified with the ego, that's what we do. We look for satisfaction by addressing our bodily needs. And we don't recognize that bodily appetites really are coming from this experience of lack that isn't really in the body. It's really in the mind that's chosen the ego and believes in separation. So we think the body gets hungry or the body gets thirsty or, you know, whatever else it's feeling with its appetites. And it seems to be that the body is the origin of those feelings. And Jesus has gone on to say that that's because the ego regards the body as its home and wants us to regard it as well as its home. And so the body is the way in which there's other passages where Jesus says the ego, you know, acts out fantasies in the body, but they never really are satisfying because it's never really addressing the lack that's there in the mind. So this passage continues. But the idea that this is possible, that to satisfy the ego through the body, and that body appetites are coming from the body, Jesus says the idea that this is possible is a decision of the mind, which has become completely confused about what is really possible. Okay, so it's mind and the mind's choice for scarcity and lack that then is projected onto the body so that we experience hunger, thirst, or desire for sex, or, you know, needing more oxygen, you know, whatever it is, all of these things that seem so basic to being a body in the world are really nothing more than projections of this sense of lack in the mind.